These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 13th. Joining us today is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. Bill, looks like a lot of red on the board. What was going on with the markets today?
Yeah, it was disappointing because we did have pretty good action yesterday off of really a neutral report. All the numbers were pretty much in line. Corn production, or bean and corn production and yields, stocks, both U.S. and global. Actually, the Brazilian bean estimate was on the low side of 139, well under the previous month. So that helped the beans to a 20-hour yesterday, 20-cent day yesterday. But that's in the rearview mirror. Today, the market's back, as we talked yesterday, focused on the supply-demand fundamentals. And that the big one, of course, is South America. And what they've got is the rain forecast for Argentina and South Brazil in the 7 to 10 day, upwards of 2 to 3 inches. The market doesn't like the sound of that. And it's pulling back, especially in the soys, taking back pretty much everything it gained yesterday. So that's the biggest issue with the market today. In addition to that, you've got some pretty nasty exports this morning. They were very disappointing. 450,000 tons of corn at the bottom end of the range. Soy's 920,000 in the bottom half of the range. Wheat, 264,000. So didn't get any help from the exports. Last thing is that funds are looking at a three-day weekend. Of course, we're closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Day. And so they're taking some money off the table in front of the long weekend. All that adds up to a red day across the board in both wheat, corn, and beans. After the weekend, of course, we reopened Monday night at 7 o'clock. And it'll probably be a big opening to see if the rain that they forecast actually happened down in South America. So that'll be the big thing starting next week is Monday at 7 o'clock. Meat-wise, we've got hog market back to its old tricks, not been able to follow through after an update, down 75 today. Was down, it was over a dollar. Hog market just can't get out of its own way. You look at the last 7 days, it's a brutal stretch where the market dropped from 84 to 77. You had one update, one spark of relief, which is yesterday. They couldn't hold the rally from yesterday. It was just a one-day correction back down again today. The biggest issue, and like a dark cloud hanging over the hog market, is China. I know it's like sound like a broken record that we mentioned about every time. That's because it is a huge fundamental. The market has been unable to absorb the increased pork production on the market with the absence of China from the import market. And it's just been more than domestic demand has been able to handle, and it's overcome the market and led to a sideways lower market. Plus, the COVID jitters have got a hold of these meats as well. Looking at worker absenteeism, just a huge influx in of cases across the United States, even though it's not as harmful, it's still a lot of people getting it, and that's got to negatively impact demand. So that's not like hog market not liking that as well. Cattle market is eking out a positive day, particularly the feeders. I think you can directly attribute that to the inverse relationship the feeders have with corn. Corn down 11, feeders up a buck. And cattle up 60 off the feeders higher day. Pretty much explains the cattle action today.
Bill, always great insight. How can our listeners get a hold of you today if they want to reach out?
630-947-5176 or wmoore at pricegroup.com. Sign up for my complimentary newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, our company website. Check the bios out, and Jack Scovell and myself, we've both been there a long time. Be glad to help you out.
We'll take a look at Thursday settlement prices up next.
Welcome to January. We finally made it to 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we always try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts. Winter weather can sometimes change in a hurry or in different regions. Be certain of what conditions you may face all along your route. Always allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean it's safe to drive 80 miles an hour. A loss of traction could occur in icy conditions, and four-wheel drive cannot save you. Be prepared. Always have a winter survival kit packed in your car. This includes blankets, a first aid kit, shovel, candle, sand, and kitty litter. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. Also remember to check road conditions across the state by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the Board of Trade, May corn down 11 and a quarter at 589 and a half. July corn down 10 and a quarter at 587 and three quarters. March soybeans down 22 cents at 1377 and a quarter. May 22 soybeans down 21 at 1387 and a quarter. April live cattle up 45 cents at 140.97. April feeder cattle up 170 at 170.47. And April lean hogs down 7 cents at 85.32. For the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Brent Barnett.